101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm Kelly Rayburn. Normally we bring you as a special guest to the show, but this time we thought that we'd take a moment to for our listener. You, for example. You are a special guest for the show, and we're not asking you for the phone numbers to call in right now. This is an email event that will take place between now and the end of August. Our question, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly fee increase to your PWD, Persons with Disability, payment? Our email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. About a week ago, I received a letter starting that beginning September 1st, 2016, the bus pass program will change and the disability rates, assisted rates, will increase. Everyone would automatically receive rate increase of 25 to his or her monthly support allowance. But what do you do before August 5th is to make the choice whenever you have the bus pass to receive transportation support allowance. If you decide to receive a transportation support allowance, you'll receive an additional $52 per month if you want to keep the bus pass program to get the $25 extra per month. You have until August 5th to let the ministry know if you want this transportation to support allowance, $52 extra, on your PWD payment. Or if you want to continue to use the bus pass, then you can only receive extra $25 per month on your PWD. As for myself, I do take transit regularly and use my Red Compass bus pass. It takes me anywhere that I want to go through the province. That means I can go places like this radio program, volunteering at the Vancouver Jazz Festival, participating in recreational events or Special Olympic sporting events, or meeting friends and family. How would this take effect for the people to ride on public transit, though? Through TransLink and other connected places outside of Greater Vancouver area. Should the government be fair to both bus riders and those who need transportation support by giving everyone full extra $77? Or should the government work with people with disabilities and their supporters that come up with a new plan? You must decide before August 5th to make your decision. You can also share your views on this topic from now until August 31st. The email address again is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. A question, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your PWD, Persons with Disability, payment? Again, our email address, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. I'm Kelly Rayburn. This is Community Living Radio on the NCRA Radio Networks and our flagship stations in Vancouver, CITR 101.9 FM, and on Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. Okay, so on to the show. We're looking back on our bus pass programs. We start off with the Access Television that I did earlier with MTS Puppet.
Next up is Hot Topics, and the hot topic is If you're on disability, you used to be able to buy a bus pass for the year for $45. Things aren't so simple anymore. Here's Kelly with some of those details.
Hi, this is MTS Papa with Hot Topics here on Access TV. And joining me is Kelly Rayburn, who's a regular contributor here on Access TV and also hosts the
Community Living Show
on Co-op Radio,
on CITR
at UBC.
Mostly on the NCRA radio networks.
There you go. And you were recently at a rally in Victoria about the cuts to the accessible bus passes. Mm-hmm. So tell us, when was that and what happened?
So it happened on Wednesday, April 13th. Close to 100 people, mostly from the Independent Housing Society in Victoria, gathered around and saying the demand, saying, no, we don't want these bus pass to add an additional $52 per month on the additional $45 on the flat rate of the bus pass.
Yeah, so just bring up to speed to our viewers here as to what happened. Annually, people with accessibility get an annual bus pass. So this is a change, right?
Well, this is a change for all disabilities and for seniors over mm-hmm. 65 with lower incomes. Mm-hmm. The disability and lower income rates deal with a lot of, well, I should say more like more income assistance, where mm-hmm. a lot of people don't have enough money, probably doing their accessibility on jobs or any other issues that come into the process.
Yeah.
And as a regular bus person, as for myself, I do get lower income assistance from others, but that's when the provincial government comes in and deals with the rent, deals with everything on issues on disability.
Yeah, so people with disabilities have got an increase in the amount they get, but now they have to pay $52 every month for the bus pass. So it's going to affect them in a bad way, isn't it?
It is going to affect on some of the people with disabilities. For either one, they don't have difficulties of getting a job, mm-hmm. or the income assistance may affect on their rents, the grocery shoppings, or any other types of other incomes mm-hmm. that come into the process of income assistance.
Right. So the rally happened and...
The rally happened on April 13th at noon at the legislature, and everybody, like I said, around 100 people were, close to about 100 people gathered around to talk about the discussion. So it will be also on the clip as I go along through this conference.
Right. And now, I guess, is to put pressure on the government. There's an election mm-hmm. next spring.
Well, the election will start somewhere around April or May, there. But the bus pass situation will start take effect after September, October, when they renew their registry of their bus pass.
So that's when it really take effect and people will be affected on it directly.
That's correct.
Is there some place people can go for more information or get involved or send letters of protest to?
Just send letters to the Liberal candidate in your region if the Liberal MLAs are saying they agree on Christy Clark on adding in the $54 per month, just to say no, we don't want the $54 per month. We'd rather have the $45 per year instead of the $54 per month in addition to the bus pass.
Right, great. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks for joining us on Hot Topics today. So this is MTS Poppet and Kelly Rayburn on Hot Topics for this program.
That was back in June when I did the Access Television. Now we're going to talk about someone else who opposes to the bus pass program. Here's Andrea Wetland, who talks about on the importance of disability bus pass program.
Bus pass is definitely a lifeline for me because that's how I get around to see people, and them changing it or taking it away from me is really going to make it harder financially in order to get to important places.
So that's the other customers that are from outside of Vancouver who lives in Abbotsford. Here is one from the legislature. They dated back on 18th of April of 2016.
Member for Nelson Creston.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Well, this week the Liberals' budget presented a lot of smoke and mirrors. Bad ideas were made to sound nice with words like choice and increase to rates. But looking behind those words, here's what we see. The 10th year with no increase to shelter or cost of living for people with disabilities, the cancellation of an annual bus pass program that costs $45 per year, and its replacement is $580 more expensive each year at $52 a month. So, Madam Speaker, while the government gives with one hand, it's taking away with the other. So my question is to the Minister of Social Development. Why is she playing a shell game with the province's most vulnerable citizens and their well-being?
Minister of Social Development.
Well, Madam Speaker, there is absolutely people around this province who need our support, and that is why we continue to improve our policies and create some of the most progressive policies in the country. Madam Speaker, Budget 2016 provides $456 million to the Ministry of Social and Development. Madam Speaker, it's unfortunate that the member opposite doesn't seem to understand the changes that we've made and the significance of over $1 billion in new money for social programs in the next 3 years.
$1 billion?
So for the record, let me clarify, 40,000 individuals in British Columbia with the designation of persons with disabilities assistance were not eligible for the bus pass program because of where they live. That change that we have made creates an equity around the system for people with disability, but also provides an increase in the rates and gives them the freedom to choose how they make their transportation decisions.
Here.
Nelson Creston.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Well, no surprise, we hear a lot of more of this rhetoric from the minister. She's talking about choice. She's making grand claims that they're doing everything they possibly can. But this is what they've done. They've canceled a bus pass program that people around this province relied on. It cost them only $45 a year. And that has been confirmed. This cancellation has been confirmed by groups like Inclusion BC. It was all over the media yesterday, and the minister should maybe check into that then if she's saying otherwise. But the fact of the matter is that the $45 a year program has been cancelled. And there are people who have no choice, Madam Speaker, but to now shell out another $52,
question.
And they're not getting an increase.
Question.
Many seniors who relied on the $45 a year bus pass now get nothing,
question.
Madam Speaker, and it is shameful. So I want to know from the Minister of Social Development, why is she making life harder for seniors in this province?
Minister for Social Development.
Madam Speaker, again, let me clarify for the member opposite because she just doesn't seem to get it. The bus pass program will still be eligible for those people who choose to have it. They are receiving an increase, and people in her community are receiving the increase, and the policy reforms that we are making
Listen.
Are making life better for British Columbians.
Okay, so that's part one of the legislature. Here is part two of the legislature.
Member for Nelson Creston.
Thank you very much, Madam Speaker. Well, this week the Liberals' budget presented a lot of smoke and mirrors. Bad ideas were made to sound nice with words like choice and increase to rates. But looking behind those words, here's what we see. The 10th year with no increase to shelter or cost of living for people with disabilities, The cancellation of an annual bus pass program that cost $45.
I guess that was the same one. Sorry. Here's the clawback from the petition that was made in May 18th. Here we go.
Member for Nelson Creston.
Madam Speaker, I also rise to present a petition. I have here 1,772 signatures to calling on the government to end the bus pass clawback, making today's presentation roughly around 2,100 signatures, calling on this government to finally do the right thing and end this bus pass clawback.
Member for.
So that's the petition. But just to let you know, you can always go to the petition to go over to the website www.change.org, or you can link in towards InclusionBC. That's www.inclusionbc.org, and then click on the petition for the bus pass program. So far, we've got about 15,507 supporters out of 9,493 needed to reach 25,000 supporters for this petition. So again, go to inclusionbc.org, click under the signing of the petition for the bus pass program, or you can also go over to the website called change.org and search for BC bus pass program. Again, we were talking about our question. The question is, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass program and receiving the $25 monthly increase to your PWD pension with disability payment? Email address again is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. We're going to go back with more in a moment, but we're going to have to take a break here on the Community Living Show. Again, we will be back with more on this conversation in just a moment.
I think the news midweek, when midweek news broke that Teo Dezo wasn't going to be playing in this game.
He's growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
This July 9th, the merchants of West Forth are proud to present the Kitsilano Street Party.
Today we are here in Kitsilano.
We're going to go on a nice little tour.
Let's do it!
Look at that. I mean, you got to pan out.
Pan out.
Take a look at that. That is just insane.
The production department cannot determine a direction for this PSA. This July 9th, they will have the same kind of trouble at the Kitsilano Block Party, Vancouver's largest free music and arts festival, all along West Worth from Burrard to McDonald, featuring Hannah George's We Are the City, White Poppy, Hot Panda, Moo, Woolworm, Mesa Luna, and many more. Along with food options, artisans, beer gardens, you'll also be a bit indecisive.
You tune into the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks and, of course, our two flagship stations, CITR 101.9 FM and, of course, CFRO 100.5 FM, both stations throughout the NCRA Radio Networks. Again, we were talking about earlier on the Bus Pass program. Again, if you want to sign the petition again, go to the website inclusionbc.org and follow the links for the bus pass program. Excuse me. Now for the John Horgan, the NDP leader, talking about the situation of asking the premier why the premier is spending $500,000 on private jets but won't end the bus pass clawback.
Members.
Leader of the Official Opposition.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. Thank you, Honorable Speaker. And every day that goes by since the tabling of this year's budget, more and more people are talking about just how callous this government has become. And we've got some fairly graphic examples of the choices that the Minister of Finance talked about on Election Day. The Minister of Finance had a choice to give a meaningful increase to people on disability pensions for the first time in 9 years. And instead of doing that, Honourable Speaker, the Minister of Finance gave with one hand and took away with the other. And the government had the gall to say that this was about choices, Honourable Speaker, and I don't know anyone else in this place who would agree that the choice between being shut in or using the most basic form of transportation is in fact a real choice. And the Premier, of course, has choices as well, Honourable Speaker. And the Premier chose, rather than using WestJet, to spend $500,000 on private jets. So my question is to the Minister of Social Development. Can she explain to people in this House, and more importantly, to people on disability assistance, why it's okay for the Premier to find the highest priced option, and it's okay for you and your government to take away the most basic of options for transportation for people with disabilities? Sure.
I'll remind all members to direct their comments through the chair. Minister of Social Development.
Madam Speaker, the member opposite seems offended that we would actually provide choice to people with disabilities, that as if they are not able to make choices for themselves, Madam Speaker. And we on this side of the House actually think that people are able to make their own choices, and that's why in our ministry here in Social Development and Social Innovation, we continue to refine policies to increase the independence of people with disabilities so that they can attain their full potential, Madam Speaker. Again, for clarification for the members opposite, who certainly don't seem to understand, and as much as they continue to say it over and over and over again, it doesn't make it right. Madam Speaker, the subsidized bus pass program is still available to those individuals with disabilities. They can have it, and they will receive a $25 rate increase. That is what we are able to do on this side of the House to provide assistance for people with disabilities.
Recognize the Leader of the Official Opposition.
The government was able to find $236 million to give to the richest people in British Columbia, and they're taking away bus passes from the most vulnerable. It's reprehensible. Reprehensible, Honourable Speaker. For the minister to talk about choice. What's the choice? The choice is to stay home, or do I get a bus pass, or
Members.
Do I buy food, or do I keep the lights on? Because hydro rates are going up again as well. This is a government that is completely and utterly detached from reality. Absolutely detached from reality. Why is it okay, Honourable Speaker, through you to the Minister of Social Development, why is it okay for the Premier and her entourage to get private flights wherever they want to go, and it's not good enough to give a basic bus pass to the most vulnerable people in our community? Why that choice?
Minister of Social Development and Social Innovation.
Madam Speaker, it's just wrong, and the member opposite knows it. The investment is $170 million to increase the rates for people with disabilities across this province, giving 45,000 people money that they didn't have before, that they didn't get, that other people did get. It's about equity. It's about fairness. And from the members opposite, who always say that's what they're all about, fairness and equity, this is what change is doing in our ministry, is making sure that everybody is getting the same thing across the board, as well as keeping their subsidized bus pass if that's what they choose. Madam Speaker, it's not just about the rates, it's about the other things that we wrap supports around individuals. Free MSP, free dental, optical, medical equipment, supplies, subsidized daycare. We wrap all those supports around people to ensure that they can reach their full potential.
Here, here.
our position on a supplemental.
Well, again, thank you, Honorable Speaker. And for the minister to recite programs that have been in place for decades is not credit due to this government. Not at all. Quite the contrary. Now, if the Premier needs to fly to Whistler, private jet is there. If she needs to go to Kelowna to remind the people there that she is their MLA, the private jet is there. But what do we do for the most vulnerable in society, Honorable Speaker? $52 a month from $77 a month isn't a lot. And some of that's going to go into the pocket of the minister responsible for BC Hydro so he can transfer it to the Minister of Finance to balance the books. This government is completely and utterly out of touch. When you can stand, Honorable Speaker...
Members...
When you can stand and defend private jets to the tune of $500,000... when there are multiple flights a day, if the Premier does like to visit the constituency she represents.
Minister of Health.
9 years of nothing, Honourable Speaker, from the bunch over there, but the rich got their piece last year, the rich got their piece again, and the Premier gets to fly to her sometimes constituency in a private jet. Unbelievable. Seen in my life, will you do the right thing and restore bus passes to the most vulnerable people and shut the private jets down?
This House will come to order. Both sides of this House will come to order. Minister of Social Development and Social Innovation.
Madam Speaker, if the member opposite wants to talk about reality, let's talk about the reality that they provided in their 2013 election platform for $20 of an increase for couples and singles, nothing for people with disabilities. Let's talk about the reality, Madam Speaker, that the members opposite cut income assistance rates when they were in government. Cut them, Madam Speaker.
Members, please continue.
And, Madam Speaker, it was the members opposite that in their 10 years in time in government raised the rates a mere $10. Madam Speaker, it is this government that it continues to make investments in for people with disabilities. It's this government that came up with the Single Parent Employment Initiative. It's this government that came up with Technology at Work to provide supports for individuals to remove barriers, create opportunities so that they can get into the workforce, because we know that the best thing for individuals is to get a job, become independent, and take care of themselves and their families.
So, again, there you go. That's most of the happened on those days. And, of course, that was happened on February 29th. Again, the question again, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your PWD payment? Again, email communityliveringradio@gmail.com. We will be back for station ID in just a moment. We'd like to thank the people for the half-hour program to do the program. Thanks very much.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
You're tuned into Community Living Show again. Our question for until the August 30th is as follows. The email address is communityliveringradio@gmail.com. The question, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your persons with disability payment? Here is the open letter to the Premier, Christy Clark, to raise the rates and leave the bus pass alone. According to inclusionbc.org, again, you can sign the petition on the website inclusionbc.org. We are writing in response to your government budget tabled on February 16th, 2016. which announced the modest increase of $77 to persons with disability benefits, while also drastically changing important programs to improve access to transportation for many people with disabilities. For the reasons set out to this letter, our organization strongly opposed the change to the BC Bus Pass program and the special transportation subsidy, which is the bus pass, or which is the transportation support, which pays for $52 per month. We call on the government to leave these programs in place and to provide meaningful rate increase for all income assistance and disability assistance recipients, as I should say. I'm hard on pronunciations myself. Part of it is not my fault, but because it's part of my disability for that matter. The Bus Pass program currently offers an annual bus pass at a reduced cost of $45 per year for disability assistance recipients in areas where BC Transit and TransLink operate. The special transportation subsidy provides a lump sum subsidy to people who reside in an area where the bus pass program operates, but are unable to use public transit because of the disability to help offset the cost of alternative transportation. Approximately 55,000 of the 100,000 provincial disability assistance recipients reply on these two transportation programs. Many of the organizations work directly with people with disabilities, and all accurately aware of the importance of these programs to ensure people are aware to move about their communities, whether that be to shop for basic necessities, attend medical appointments, to go to school, or to take part in social gatherings. As you know, those who rely on these programs will now be changed to $52 per month for a bus pass, which is now changed. Of course, it's now $25 for a bus pass and $52 a month for a special transportation subsidy. This means that both recipients, the rate increase is actually only 25 to 11 respectively. Further, the government has says that it will still change the $45 per year, quote, administrative fee, unquote. On top of that, promoting the change as a $77 increase to disability rates, misleading and unfair. While the government maintains that its aim to make the system fairer for people with disabilities who do not currently receive support for transportation, the proposed changes are not the right approach. It has been almost a decade since the government has increased income assistance and disability rates, and at $906 per month, disability assistance rates in BC are among the lowest in the country. In Alberta, for example, the government increased the corporatable disability benefits, the assured income for the severally handicapped, known as AISH, to $1,588 in 2012. The recently announced $77 increase to BC disability assistance rates would be welcome, in brackets, inadequate, and brackets change. If it were truly providing that increase to all. When the changes was announced, the Honorable Minister of Finance, Michael Dijon, spoke out about how it would allow those on disability assistance, quote, the freedom to make their own choice about how to meet their own unique transportation needs, unquote. For many living poverty in BC, this is not a real choice. While the $77 increase will unreliably help those living outside the areas where the bus pass program and the special transportation, which is known as, again, the transportation support. Now I lost my space. Sorry. It creates an impossible choice of those that do rely on these transportation programs, with disability assistance frozen to at a partly $906 per month, an amount clearly inadequate to meet basic needs. It will be difficult not to opt to put $77 each month towards previously unmet needs like food or rent. The Bus Pass program and the special transportation assistance allow vulnerable members of our communities to make $45 purchase once per year, then have the choice of method of transportation year-round. The proposed changes to these programs will result in isolation for those who choose, quoted, not to renew, particularly for those with disabilities that restrict their mobility. Excuse me. Sore throat. Finally, we are concerned about implementation of the proposed changes, which inevitably be fraught to particular problems for both disability assistance recipients and ministry staff over the last several years. There has been racial shifts in in-person services at local ministry offices to services that primarily delivered through a centralized phone lines and over the internet. Wait times on the phone lines were long, and many of the ministry services lack of reliable phone or computer access required to access the service, and may also lack of the capability to negative the new systems. It is difficult to reach the ministry staff at all, let alone the appropriate staff for a particular matter. Many that rely on current transportation programs fear they will unable to access the ministry staff in a timely way to solve issues that arise, and that staff will ill-equipped to address the problems. I will go on to conclude the bus pass letter in just a moment, but I've got the question right here in my hand. The question is, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a 25-month increase to your PWD pension with disability payment? Again, the email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. And, of course, our full-hour show on CITR 101.9 FM.
CIVL Radio presents the 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards Saturday, July 16th at the Abbotsford Arts Center. Be a part of regional music history as this exciting community event hits the stage for the first time. Featuring live performances by FVMA nominees, including a Prince and David Bowie medley by youth nominees, plus Battle of the Bands finalists. Tickets are available at CIVL.ca. The 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards. Let's get crazy for the Frazies.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Welcome back to the show. Our question for this month until the end of August, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your PWD, which is the person with disability payment? Email us at communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Here's the conclusion of the letter that they're presenting, that the inclusionbc.org is signing a letter to the Premier Christy Clark on the bus pass program. Here's the conclusion. As our provincial government tabled its budget, it celebrates BC's strong financial outlook. Minister Dijon emphasizes that BC is in a position to, quote, offer greater support to the most vulnerable among us, unquote. It is long past due for the government to make real comments to do just that, and to share some of the province wealth and members of our communities that needs the most. Our organizations collectively urge you to, one, bring back the $45 per year bus pass for people with disabilities, two, eliminate the $52 per month for the bus pass fee, well, which is now on this letter, has changed to $52, and make it starting September. Payment will be dated as of August 24th to automatically receive a $25 monthly increase to your PWD payment. Three, allow everyone receiving PWD payments benefits to keep the $77 month increase. Four, bring back the special transportation subsidy and introduce the rural transportation subsidy for those living outside the areas where bus pass program and special subsidy operate, which is the transportation support. That's the second part of it, of the option two. And raise income and disability assistance significantly by October 1st, 2016 to reflect the cost of living and the index inflation, of course. That was back on April 21st, 2016, of course. I have in my piece of paper the information that I got from the ministry right now, as of June 20th, saying that I've started saying this to the program, but I might say it again. It says we are sending you this letter to provide more information about the BC Bus Pass program and the subsidy rate increase that will start on September 1st. If you are receiving this letter because you receive person with disabilities funding and you currently hold a bus pass program, it is important to note that we are also eliminating the annual $45. Beginning September 1st, you will automatically receive a rate increase of $25 to your monthly support allowance. Excuse me. You also receive a $52 for the transportation support allowance. you will now have the choice of choose the use of your bus pass or receive your transportation support allowance, or known as the TSA, the transportation support allowance, in the form of the $52 to your PWD payment. Meaning, if you live near an area where there's no bus services, then the TSA, which is the transportation support allowance, will give you the $52 added to your payment. The bus pass will hold you no longer to have an expiry date. So it says the bus pass you hold will no longer have an expiry date of December 31st, 2016. At any time, you can decide on a month-by-month basis to contact the ministry to cancel your bus pass and instead receive your $52 transportation support allowance on your next assistant payment. So, here are the list of the options. This is option one if you want to keep your bus pass. Number one, you don't need to do anything. Number two, you can keep using your bus pass and continue using it after September 1st. And number three, starting in September, payment date of August 24th, you will also automatically receive a $25 monthly increase to your PWD payment. So in note, if you change your mind in the future, you can call us before August 5th of any month to cancel your bus pass. You will see increase outlined in option 2 on your check the following month. Now here is option 2. Excuse me. Option 2 is, I want to cancel my bus pass and receive my transportation support as a $52 payment. Number one, you must let them know by August 5th, 2016 for this to be effective for September 1st. And of course, the contact is through the ministry by phone number, the 1-866 number, or by email, the bus pass program as at sdsibuspa@gov.bc.ca. That's contacting them for number one. Number two, starting in September, a check date August 24th, you will automatically receive $52 on your payment, PWD payment, for transportation support allowance. Number two. Number three, you can use the $52 in a way that works best for you. Number four, starting in September, check date August 24th, you will automatically receive a $25 monthly increase also on your PWD payment. And finally, if you choose this option, please hold on to your bus pass until September. You can continue to use it until then. After September 1st, you will not need to return it to us, but it will no longer be valid. So you got two choices onto this bus pass or the transportation support. So I'll go back to the question again. Do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly increase on your PWD person with disability payment? And this is an email address. We're not doing this on a phone call or anything. communityliving.radio@gmail.com, and I will try and do my best to receive some of your letters on air, hopefully by the end of August 31st, when the bus pass program, or the, as they say, the transportation assistance, come into an effect. All right, on to other news. Well, we were mentioning about the situation about the Compass Card system. Turns out that the Compass Card for disabilities comes into effect. Right now, we'll We'll have a segment on it through Access to a Television in September with an interview with Tim Lewis. But here's what he had to say on Global News.
I think has really dropped the ball. Translink didn't think through how the Compass Card could be implemented so that everybody can use it.
Tim Lewis is talking about the latest Compass Card glitch. These fare gates should be the path to accessibility for people with disabilities, but TransLink didn't foresee that in order to tap in and out to open them, you need the use of your hands.
Thank you. For folks that have limited arm function, transit is no longer an option.
The lawyer and former Vancouver City Councillor says he hasn't used SkyTrain since January 1st, even though he has his Compass card. The temporary fix, at least one of the fare gates that can accommodate wheelchairs and scooters, will remain open at all SkyTrain stations.
I just hope that that I'm not talking about someone being injured in the weeks, months ahead.
Craig Langston fears foot traffic will also use the open disability gate, increasing the potential for collisions with motorized scooters and wheelchairs.
I've been disappointed through the introduction, through the implementation of the fare gates, of the Compass Card. There's been one glitch after another.
There are products on the market that can read the equivalent of a Compass Card from a distance. So you don't even need to take it out of your pocket. And the reader reads it as you sail by.
We wanted to ask TransLink about their solutions and how planning for the Compass Card program failed to detect this latest blunder. But Global News was told no one was available to go on camera until the morning, when it appears one accessibility gate will still be open at all stations, inviting fare evasion, the very thing the Compass Card was designed to reduce.
So that's from Global. And it turns out that TransLink has been listening to people like Tim Lewis, and it looks as though they are getting a review on what's happening with the fare gates, for that matter. I'm just about to say bus pass, but no, it's about the fare gates that is happening on SkyTrain and C-buses, and I don't know if for the West Coast Express, I don't know if they have fare gates or not, but dealing with that kind of a situation, the disability with accessibility through wheelchairs are getting a second chance on this situation. So far, you, of course, our question of the day comes, well, I wouldn't say question of the day, but it's coming through strong and clear. So the question is, do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving a $25 monthly increase to your PWD, which is persons with disability payment? You can email us, only email, no phone call, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. I will leave you with Autism Live on Let's Talk Autism on June, which was yesterday for a bit, and we will be back again next week at the same time, same station on the NCRE radio networks. And of course, I'm hoping Michael will be back again soon. We're just waiting to see what happens on the situation with his project called Just One Step. So, I mean, we'll talk to him when we get a chance to talk to him, hopefully next week or the week after, something like that. Until then, this has been the Community Living Show. My name's Kelly Rayburn on the controls and as host. Thank you for listening, and we will talk again soon.
Welcome back to Autism Live and to Let's Talk Autism with Shannon and Nancy. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Nancy's not with us here today, but I have fabulous guests for you, so we're making up for it, I swear. On the phone via Skype with me right now, I have Ian Jordan, and I'm very excited that he's joining us via Skype from Scotland. And Ian, welcome, first of all, and thank you for being with us and for taking the time to Skype with us. And I'm sorry that we can't get full picture, but we have a picture of you up on the screen right now. You are a gentleman dealing with a very interesting part of autism, I think a growing part of interest in autism that has to do with vision, what we see, and visual disturbances. You are an optician, and you have a long list of things in your bio, so I'm going to ask you to tell a little bit about it. I know that you are a fellow of Leicester.
Leicester. I'm an honorary fellow of the Medical School in Leicester for the work I've done in synesthetic effects of vision.
Okay, and but you have another long list of things as well. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, about 25 years ago, I was asked to by my professional body to look at how we made sense of what we were looking at, particularly in reading. I naturally wrote a report, and the report was the start of a long journey for myself, in which I've got involved with a tremendous amount of research and development, innovation. I've been in lots of awards, I think 6 books I've got. And essentially, it's become a fascination for me, as well as something that I consider absolutely critical in not just autism, but quite a lot of other conditions. For instance, brain injuries, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's disease, quite a few other things as well. And we've just been working on using vision to actually treat tinnitus. And we're getting about 40% stopping of tinnitus using the vision.
And that's the ringing in the ears, correct?
That's correct.
Yes.
We're in the middle of another trial on that at the moment. So all being well, there'll be a treatment for tinnitus for 40% of people in the not too distant future.
Which is amazing, because in the past, when people have had that ringing in the ears, it has almost been a hopeless diagnosis, and it's the kind of thing that can make someone literally lose their mind, because it's so disruptive to them being able to focus on anything else. So what a fabulous thing to find that something with our ears might be treatable when looking at it as a vision issue.
Well, it's quite common in autism as well, but not many people realize that. But a tremendous amount of the children we see have tinnitus.
I did not realize that. But it makes sense, and it brings me to the next thing that I want to talk about with you, because this whole idea of we talk about an autism perspective taking, being able to look at something from somebody else's point of view, and it's frequently talked about as if the people who are on the autism spectrum are lacking this, but I think every day we find out how little we're taking their perspective. And especially in the field of what you hear and what you see, so often we don't ask even ourselves amongst our community, but we certainly don't ask kids on the spectrum, what are you seeing and how are you seeing it? We have this assumption that everybody sees things the same way, and you have found, in fact, that this is not the case.
Very much so.
About that.
In fact, what you should assume is the autistic child, if it's your child, does not see the same as you. You should assume that, rather than assume they see the same as you. About 80% of children on the autistic spectrum have unusual methods of processing what they see. Now, this can vary from very simplistic things like things are the wrong size or the wrong shape, through to quite extreme things in which things change to completely different animals. People look at people's faces. We know of at least 35 different types of facial recognition problem. Those, by the way, can be treated, or at least most of them can, and they can be treated in seconds. We have the idea that a child should be asked to look at the person's face. Look me in the eyes, they say. And that can be actually totally unpleasant, because the child might be seeing that person as a monster. They might not be able to use both the vision and the auditory system at the same time. They may have synesthesia where the vision is actually interpreted as something completely different. The eyes themselves may not be on the face, they may be flying around the room. They may be actually distorted. The face itself may look like a clown's face, or the eyes may be...
All right, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Community Living Show. Again, the question, Do you agree on eliminating the $45 bus pass and receiving the $25 monthly fee increase to your PWD, which is Persons with Disability Payment? Again, the email is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again next week. Take care, everybody.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.